This is a dictating on Jeffrey Hendrickson, H-E-N-R-I-K-S-O-N, H as in house, H-E-N-R-I-K-S-O-N, Hendrickson, Jeffrey, J-E-F-F-R-E-Y. Date of birth is 6-21-60, and date of visit 3-8-24. Please make a copy for Yanelis Livia. That's Y-A-N-E-L-I-S, Yanelis, Y-A-N-E-L-I-S. Livia is L-E-Y-V-A, L-E-Y-V-A, P-A. Next paragraph, chief complaint is history of COPD and metastatic carcinoma. Next paragraph, history of illness. This is a 63-year-old male with a history of multiple medical problems, including history of COPD and coronary artery disease, and a history for cirrhosis of the liver and gastroesophageal reflux, and a history of chronic back pain, and left lung mass, and history of cognitive disorder, and history for pleural effusions, and status post left nephrectomy for renal cell cancer. Has been short of breath and has had some leg edema. The patient was sent for a PET CT in January 24, which showed no significant uptake in the chest, but there was pleural thickening with a fluid density laterally in the left base. And the left side effusion was noted, period. The patient has had previous admissions to the hospital. Including one admission in January of 23, at which time he was diagnosed to have metastatic lung cancer with a malignant left pleural effusion, status post pleurex catheter placement in January 23. The pleurex catheter was eventually discontinued due to lack of drainage. The patient had left nephrectomy in the past for cancer of the kidney. He has coronary artery disease and hypertension. History of chronic alcohol use and cirrhosis and hyponatremia. The patient also had the history of pancreatitis and spinal stenosis and hepatitis C. Next, family history. Father died of a heart attack. Mother is in good health. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient smoked a pack per day for 50 years. Up until now, and does not drink alcohol presently. Next. System review. The patient has fatigue, weight loss. He has shortness of breath and wheezing. He has no nausea, vomiting, but has diarrhea and constipation. He has no chest pain or jaw pain, no calf muscle pain. No. He has joint pain, some muscle stiffness. He has no headache, No numbness of the extremities or memory loss, no skin rash. Denies urinary symptoms of flank pains, but has hay fever and nasal allergies. Next. Medlist. Duloxetine 30 milligrams a day. Morphine 30 milligrams BID. Oxycodone 10 milligrams BRN. Aldactone 25 milligrams a day. Toprol-XL 25 milligrams daily. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This. I'm sorry. Habits the patient. Does not drink alcohol. And has been a smoker for over 45 years. But not presently. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly. I'm sorry, not elderly. Averagely built middle-aged. White male was alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 120 over 70, pulse is 78, respiration 20, temps tonight 75. H.E. India, non-phthalic pupils reactive. Fungus moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Nasal mucosa edematous. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. And scattered quartz visas in the upper lung fields with no crackles on either side. Heart sounds of regular, as one as two, no murmur, no as three. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly. Bowel sounds active, extremities, no lesions. Mild varicosity, there's no captainous, reflex in 1+. Cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesion. Next paragraph, fresh number 1. COPD number 2 is extreme anesthetic. Neurologically, the patient has no focal deficits. Next paragraph, fresh number 1. COPD number 2 is history of metastatic renal cell cancer with lung metastasis. Number 3 is left pleural effusion resolved. And next paragraph, plan the patient will continue his regular meds. Also get a complete pulmonary function study and a CT chest. He was placed on Wixela, 250 by 50 micrograms, 1 puff BID. So advised to come in for a follow-up in approximately 2 months, or if necessary. Thank you. Start to soon.